dance music. It's the craze that's sweeping the nation. A delightful new invention that will have your hips shaking, your fingers pointing, and your face flying in different directions. So addictive, in fact, the kids are downing tools and becoming DJs. Look at little Timmy here. Wanted to be an astronaut when he grows up. Now he spins vinyl in Berlin. And what about poor Susie? Could have been an air hostess. Instead, she's the queen of techno. But it's not all jam tarts and roses. It's tough out there. Nobody wants to knock boots with a failed DJ, so you better smarten up quick, Sonny Jim. Luckily, we have the antidote for that little DJ pea brain of yours. You're now listening to the 5-Minute Masterclass with Mikey Maguire.
Gigs breed gigs. If you're a DJ, if you're any kind of artist that wants to get a booking, gigs breed gigs. If you don't have gigs, it's harder to get gigs. And if you've got loads of gigs, it's much easier to get more. Let me run through why that is, okay? And because this is really important to understand, because quite often people get stuck in the inactivity trap, where we aren't taking action on our gigs, on our socials, our online promo, our marketing, all that kind of stuff. And it's like fitness. The longer I don't go to the gym, the unfitter I get. And then when I actually try and make progress, it's going to be so much harder because I have all of this inactivity built up. And trying to get your music career off the line, it's the exact same thing, okay? So the number one reason for this is social proof. If you're on holidays and you walk past two restaurants, one is completely empty. Nothing, nobody. The staff are walking about inside trying to keep themselves busy. Other restaurant is bustling. Inside, all the tables are round. Outside, all the tables are round. There's a queue going around the corner. Now, you know nothing about either of these restaurants. You don't know what type of food they serve. You have not seen a review. You don't even know the names of the restaurants. You've not looked up. You know nothing. But you know which one's better. I mean, it's not rocket science. You intrinsically know. You don't need to be told. You don't need to be convinced. It's just social proof. Other humans in the world showed you through their actions that that restaurant is the better restaurant. And DJs are the same. Any kind of artist is the same. If you go to two artist pages and you see that one act is playing two or three different well-established clubs every single week, all year, just a stacked schedule of touring. And then the other artist page, nothing, all year, completely inactive. Hasn't even posted anything online. Which is the better artist? Now, the artist with nothing on their social page, no tours, they could be making better music. They could be making music from the gods, but nobody's really hearing. You see both pages, you know which one is the better act. You know which one is the better regarded act. Which one do you think will sell you more tickets? It's not rocket science. It's just social proof. And so if the more gigs you can get on your calendar, whatever way you have to, the easier it is to get momentum going and to get more promoters to book you. Okay? Promoters don't want to book an act that nobody else has taken a chance on. They want to know that other promoters are booking you. Nobody wants to feel ridiculed. You know, oh, you booked that act and nobody cared about it. Why did you book that person? The second reason gigs breed gigs is it's a touch point. Like, you get out, you do the gig. Well, you're in the booth with other people that played the gig same night. The guy before you, the girl after you. And you get to network with other people playing gigs. And so you get to meet other promoters. You get to hear about other opportunities. You get to hear about other things going on. If you hang about with like 10 chefs every single night for a year, you're probably going to start cooking something. You're probably going to learn something about food. And DJs are the exact same. If you're out of that loop and you're not playing any gigs at all, well, it's going to be harder to break into other clubs, other venues, to find out where other after parties are going on or what the other opportunities are. It's a touch point. You're in the mix. You're meeting the other people in your local scene or in scenes in other towns and cities. And they create more. You end up back at parties or you end up at dinners beforehand. And doors open, opportunities open, just because you're touching off other people that are in that industry as well. Also, you get the motivation from it, from the touch point. If you go to the gig, you play the gig, you smash it, you get that rush of all of those good chemicals. This is the reason why you got into DJing in the first place, because you wanted to play live to crowds. You wanted to play your music out. And when you get to do that, you get that little bump where you believe in it more, you enjoy it more, you've got more momentum, you believe you can get more gigs, you know? Seeing is believing. Whereas when you're not DJing at all, you're not getting that bump. You're slowly but surely losing interest. Even if it takes a decade, the motivation is slowly draining out of you as the months go by without the gigs. And if you're playing regularly, you're not getting that. You're getting more and more motivated, more and more feedback, okay? And so then, like, if we want to make this happen, we've got no gigs. Let's say you've got zero gigs at all. Well, how do we get them? How do we get those first gigs? And that's really what I tell anyone. Look, to get the motivation, get those first gigs on the calendar. Do whatever you need to do to get those first gigs. And then we want to go to promoters and get pitching, have the conversations whilst we have those gigs in the bag. Because while we've got gigs in the bag, we can get more gigs. Like what I say to people is, if there's a good event happening, a good artwork that you can get yourself on, play the fucking broom cupboard if they'll put a set of decks in there and put you on the artwork. Just do whatever you need to do to hack the system to get those first gigs. It's smoke and mirrors a little bit at the start, if it needs to be. And then you can take those tour dates on your schedule, you can take those artworks and you can convert them into real gigs by using that credibility when you're pitching promoters, okay? But like two easy ways, literally, if you can't get booked, throw your own gig. Throw your own party. Go to a small venue in wherever it is you live and try and barter some sort of deal. If you're running the gig, it's easy to book yourself. And hey, if you're worried that it might be a flop, well, put your all into it and find out. If you're telling yourself there's no scene for your music in your local town, well, be the one that starts it. Try something. Stop sitting at home making excuses as to why it won't work. Give it a go. Try and throw a party. Put yourself on. Who else is in your local area that is interested in that music? Book them. Get them to bring a crowd. Do whatever you have to do. Make it free. Fill the guest list. Ram it. Stand outside. Kick them in the fucking door. Whatever you need to do to get some people in, have a bit of a party, get the content from it, post it on your socials. Now you have your own brand. Now you have your own party. We've all ran events that were quiet, so don't worry about it. Just don't have loads of money invested in it. Don't go booking big headliners and flying them over and then losing your arse, losing the rent money because it wasn't quiet. Put yourself on the lineup. Build a collective of people in your area. Put them on the lineup. Don't have a lot of money invested in it. So if it's quiet, it's okay. You get to live another day. You get to live it do it again next week or next month. Throw your own party is one. And then another great way is if you are throwing your own party, gig swap. So like, let's use the UK, for example. If you're running your own party and it's in Manchester or it's in a small town on the outskirts of Manchester, find some peers or find some people that are at your level that are running parties in London, in Bristol, in Brighton, in Liverpool, in Sheffield, wherever it is, reach out and say, hey, how about we do a gig swap? We've got this party that's happening up in Manchester. Here's some videos from the last one. I'll book you to come down. We'll put you on the artwork. If you book me to come up, you put me on the artwork and we'll do a fee swap. So you don't pay me anything. I won't pay you anything. I'll cover my own travel. You cover your own travel. And so you're getting this DJ to come down and play for nothing. And you will do the same. But you both get to look like you're touring. You both get to shout about a date that's out of your city. you can do this for, we have people in the program that are doing this international, you know, playing Dubai, Ibiza, France, Germany, Poland, all over the UK. You can do this for anywhere. And it starts to build up that initial momentum. You wouldn't want a gig swap for the rest of your life. That wouldn't make sense. Because you've got to invest a little bit in your travel and your hotel and whatnot. But you get to tour. You get artwork. You get to go and play somewhere else. You get those touch points where you get to meet other people and build a connection. You get that social proof, content, artwork to go on your socials. You get that momentum from doing it. And it's easy to make a gig swap happen because there's no fees involved. And the person on the other end isn't just taking a chance on you. You also book them. They get something out of it as well. So it's easy to build up momentum. You can actually look like you're touring quite quickly. You could do this really quickly. Throw your own party and gig swap. Now, let's say your own party happens once a month. That's 12 gigs you have this year. And then if you gig swap once a month and invite a guest to your party that runs once a month, now you've got 24 gigs this year. One in your home city under your own brand and 12 in different cities or countries that are touring. Now you start pitching promoters and festivals in the ways that work, which we'll cover in the other episodes. Now you're actually getting some results, okay? And so this is why gigs breeds gigs. We'll see you in the next episode.